This is also the way to choose between multiple ideas. If you have several ideas that all seem pretty good, work on the one that you think about most often when you're not trying to think about work. But we hear again and again from founders that they wish they had waited to start a startup until they came up with an idea they really loved. Another way of looking at this is that the best companies are almost always mission-oriented. It's difficult to get large groups of people to the extreme levels of focus and productivity that you need for a startup to be successful, unless the company feels like an important mission. And it's usually really hard to get that without a great founding idea. A related advantage of mission-oriented ideas is that you yourself will be dedicated to them. It takes years and years, usually a decade, to create a great startup. If you don't love and believe in what you're building, you'll likely to give up at some point along the way. There's no way I know of to get through the pain of a startup without belief that the mission really matters. A lot of founders, especially students, believe that their startup's only going to take 2 or 3 years, and then after that, they'll work on what they're really passionate about. That almost never works. Good startups usually take 10 years. A third advantage of mission-oriented companies is that people outside the company are more willing to help you. You'll get more support on a hard, important project than a derivative one. When it comes to starting startups, in many ways, it's easier to start a hard startup than an easy startup. This is one of those counterintuitive things that takes people a long time to understand. It's difficult to overstate how important being mission-driven is, so I want to emphasize it one last time. Derivative companies, companies that copy an existing idea with very few new insights, don't excite people, and they don't compel the teams to work hard enough to be successful. Paul Graham is going to talk about how to get startup ideas next week. It's something that a lot of founders struggle with, but it's something I believe you can get better at with practice, and it's definitely worth trying to get better at.